Just a few halachot and the laws of fragrances in Resh Tet Zayin. There's a beracha that one makes on a fruit that has a smell. Even though primarily it's for eating, but if he decides to smell it, and it does have a good smell, he makes a noten reyach tov beperot. Hacham Avadiyah gives an example. A lemon that has a good smell, one can smell, even though the smell might be coming from the peel, doesn't matter, he says, you can still say, anoten reyach tov beperot. They say, actually, he would do that every Shabbat in order to collect the 100 blessings. A person has an apple. The apple has a good smell. So he makes the beracha, anoten reyach tov beperot. Or a melon that has a good smell as well, you could make anoten reyach tov beperot. The question is, what about some other items? So let's just go through them quickly so we know the beracha. Although Maran says that on cloves, one should also make the beracha v'noten reyach tov beperot. However, the minhag, the Ben Ish Chai says, as well as the poskim, Hacham Avadiyah, to make borei atze besamim on the whole cloves. Similarly, we say on hadasim, hadas is from the tree, we say borei atze besamim. Person has, let's say, a rose that has a smell, borei atze besamim. Similarly, rose water, that's the water that they squeeze out of the rose, or they dip the rose in an oil and it's still there, the source of it, atze besamim. The mizahar that we call it, which is the real rose water, borei atze besamim, like the rose itself. A gardenia, which grows on the tree, also would be borei atze besamim. If you have, for example, a cinnamon stick, a stick of cinnamon like the bark, also borei atze besamim. You have a case of mint. Mint does not grow on the tree, comes from the ground. That would be borei esbeh besamim as well. Daffodils, also borei esbeh besamim. So one has to know exactly what he's smelling before he makes the beracha. The question is, what about items that are not made for their fragrance, but they have a good smell to them, like bread? A person goes to a bakery, smells good bread. So some wanted to say that there is actually a beracha noten reyach tov bapat. However, Hacham Avadiyah brings both sides down. He says it's safek, therefore safek berachot leakel. However, even though the Hacham was strict when it came to bread, not to make a beracha, he does say that if somebody takes ground coffee and he smells the ground coffee, indeed he makes the beracha hanoten reyach tov beperot. Coffee comes from the tree. It's a peri of the tree. You're smelling the actual peri. And therefore, he says that those that make the beracha noten reyach tov beperot on the ground coffee, because they enjoy the smell, they clearly have what to rely on. That's the way Yalkut Yosef English comes out on page 349. He says, v'mebarech aleha yesh lo alma sheyismoch. He's quoting Hazon Avadiyah, Amud Shin Chavtet. Should be noted that Birkat Hashem is against making the beracha on the coffee. He compares it to the bread. The kafahim also. But again, Maran the Rishon LeZion dismissed their ruling based on the poskim that were lenient by coffee. And therefore, Lemaaseh, those that are lenient to make the beracha on grains of coffee have what to rely on.